A friend indeed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm sure that clapping can never be for me. Because only the Lord is worthy of all the praise. Come on, let's put our hands together very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God is going to bless somebody here tonight. I don't know whether it is you. But one thing I'm sure tonight, God has come to bless somebody. The destiny of somebody is going to change tonight. Somebody is going to receive His glory back tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can be seated for a while. I want to thank the leadership of this church for giving me this platform to be a blessing unto the people of the Most High God. I thank God for people who are working with my friend in this parish. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Dele Cotton has been my friend of more than 20 years.
He's
my senior colleague in the field, in the profession. And he's my co-laborer in God's vineyard. Many people on the altar here, they are familiar faces. I know more than 20 years ago. So I'm not a stranger here. Praise the Lord. Choir, thank you for that wonderful song. Let's put our hands together for our choir one more time. Hallelujah. You know why you must clap for them very well tonight? We are going to be ministering together. And so please, let's encourage them one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Ikoton, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You
want to usher down God's glory tonight? Because without Him, there's nothing that we can do. The Lord asked me to tell somebody here tonight. This load that you have been carrying, it's not your load. Send it back to sender. This cannot be the cross. This cannot be your cross. This is not your cross. This is not your body. This is not your load. Send it back to sender. Praise the Lord. Let me tell somebody that is very close. This load you are carrying is not your load. Send it back to sender. This is not your cross. Send it back to sender. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Shall we rise up? Choir, you will team up with me. You want to sing the song, Reign in Me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Captivate my heart. Let thy kingdom come. Establish there your throne. Let your will be done. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord,
reign in me. Captivate my heart. Let the kingdom come. Establish there your throne. Let thy will be done. Reign in me. Softly, Lord, reign in me. Reign in me. Softly, Lord, reign in me.
The song of worship. Reign in me, sovereign Lord. Reign in me. Reign in me, sovereign Lord. Reign in me. Captivate my heart. Let the kingdom come. Establish there your throne. Let the will be done. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. Kingdom come.
Let the kingdom come.
Establish there your throne.
Establish there your throne.
Let the will be done. Lift up your heart to heaven. Power of God is to come down tonight. Let the kingdom come.
Let the kingdom come.
And probably share your soul.
Your soul. Let me share your soul.
Let the will be done, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Come and do it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We want to shout seven powerful hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Make it so lagbara.
Either you believe it or not, God has already started his work. And so you better get ready. Because the Lord is already reigning in this place.
Sorry, Oluwati
Njobani. I want you to please get ready. Seven powerful hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't let somebody's voice be louder than your whole. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Because the louder you shout tonight, the more your miracle. Don't let somebody's voice be louder than your
whole.
Seven powerful
hallelujah.
Are we ready for this? Come on, are you ready for this? Seven powerful continuous hallelujah. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
You will shout seven hallelujah continuously. As you are shouting, if you jump, please jump. Because some of those loads you have been carrying that are still lying down in your body, it does not belong to you. God is going to lift them out of your life tonight.
Oh, mama,
if you can jump, because from a wanted
mode,
God will begin to remove them from your life tonight. Some sickness will disappear here tonight. Seven powerful hallelujah continuously. Continuously. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Shut up, Mr. Lord. Let the door of your message. Let the door of your message be open for me tonight. Lord, let the door of your message be open unto me tonight. Lord, let the door of your message. Let the door of your message. Let the door of your message be open for me tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Let the door of your message, the door of your message, let it be open before me tonight. Let it be open before me tonight. The door of your message, the door of your message, the door of your message, be open tonight. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. That we ask, O God, for your unusual anointing. To bring down your unusual miracle in the life of your people tonight. Thank you because I know it is already done. Glory and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, you can be seated. Please get ready for what the Lord will do tonight. And I want you to please look beyond a man tonight. Look beyond the man tonight. Look beyond the speaker tonight. That which the Lord will do tonight, the Lord is ready to do it. Are you ready to receive? Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Let me speak to you briefly, then we go to warfare prayer. And the title simply says, this is not my cross. This is not my cross. Say after me, this is not my cross. Let me hear you again. Let me hear you again. This load I have been carrying cannot be my cross. See, one of the challenges of believers is this. Sometimes we are not able to discern. To know the difference between the cross we have to carry as a believer and the cross that we need to break.
Do
you get my point tonight? Sometimes believers, we are not able to differentiate between the cross we need to carry and the cross we need to break. There are so many believers that are suffering for one thing or the other. And they are actually suffering, they are under the yoke of curses. But they are simply consoling themselves. Oh, this is my cross, I have to carry
it.
This is my cross, I have to carry
it.
And so, devil distinguishes, you know, a cross as a cross.
And the Satan, oh, I feel one.
He has been helping us to mistaking a cause for a cross. There was a man in the scripture that
he
repeated the same prayer point. He said, this is not my cross. I reject it. This is not my cross. I reject it. First
Chronicle,
chapter 4, verse number 9 and 10. That was the story of Jabez. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez. Saying, because I bore him in pain. The meaning of Jabez is a child born out of sorrow. And verse number 10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me in
this
and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested for. What was Jabez saying? He was saying, even though I was born out of sorrow, even though I was a child of sorrow, even though the meaning of my name says sorrow,
he
went before the God of Israel and he said, I reject it. This cannot be my cross. This look cannot be my cross. This cannot be my portion. This cannot be my fate. This cannot be my destiny. He went before the God of
Israel
and his destiny was changed. The destiny of somebody is going to be changed here tonight. Somebody's destiny shall be changed here tonight. If you are the one, come and shout
hallelujah.
Come and say, my destiny shall change tonight. My glory shall change tonight. If you are, come and shout
hallelujah.
See after me, this is not my cross. I reject it. This is not my portion. I nullify it. Come and say, this is not my fate. I revoke it. This is not my destiny. I terminate it. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
I need to let you know the meaning of a cross. The cross is the crucifixion we endure. The persecution we suffer. And the self-denial that we go through in order to live a godly life. Let me repeat myself. need to know the meaning of what it crosses.
I could
of
my two ma on
the cross is the crucifixion that we endure. The persecution that we suffer, and the self-denial that we go through, in order to live a godly life. But the grace of God makes the yoke very, very easy for us
to bear.
That's the meaning of the cross.
Oh, is available.
But what's the meaning of the cross?
A
cross is the pronouncement that grant access right to the devil to cause affliction in your life, to cause oppression in your life. For example, if you have been experiencing a recurring sickness and infirmity, incurable sickness, blood-related sickness, it has become a terminal sickness. And they have told you that there is no cure for it. You have to learn how to manage it. Until that person will die. That is not your cross. That is a cross. That cannot be your cross. That is a cause. If there's anyone in that condition,
yesterday,
Jesus is bringing you out tonight. The power of God will bring you out tonight. When somebody is under the financial frustration, the life has been stagnated. Maybe you look at the family line also. Everybody seems to be the same. And so they have come to accept it. This is our cross in our family. Our father passed through the same thing.
Baba,
Olaru kana koja. Our great uncle went through the same thing.
Awa, ipa wa otu ohuna. Ikana ni.
The same thing we are equally going through.
Ohuna ni, ahana tu la koja ba yi.
It has become our cross.
Oduwa
our family.
Jife, malebi ni.
Somebody said, this is not my cross.
Eyi ki shi apele.
I reject it.
Oko ni
oruko. This is not my portion.
Eyi ki shi ekpe mi o.
I nullify it.
Omo pegile.
This is not my fate.
Eyi ki shi.
I report it.
Eyami.
This is not my destiny. I
terminate
it. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many people have been under one form of curses or the other. But we have been under that consolation.
That
this is just our cross. We must carry it. And then that sickness remain there. That poverty remain there. That failure remain there. That backwardness remain there. This cannot be your cross. On your behalf, I reject it.
No need to do
much. I say on your behalf, I reject it.
Only Lord is my cross.
Barrenness cannot be your cross.
Agan kogudo je apele.
Barrenness cannot be your cross.
Moni agan kogudo je.
On your behalf, I reject it.
No sorry, re mo ko.
In the name of Jesus.
No ruko la Jesu.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
A woman was sent packing from her husband's house. Because for 6 years she had been having miscarriages. By the time the pregnancy is reaching about 5 months, she will be ready to say bye-bye to that pregnancy. Because that pregnancy begins to come down. And this has happened for 6 years repeatedly. Praise the Lord.
And you know, I
saw she happened to be in our meeting one day.
Oh, I was see if I did see one she.
And we have an encounter together.
Once you want me, but if
I said no, this must stop.
Once see you put down.
But the husband has already sent her packing from the house.
Oh, cut it. He left.
Because when she was having the pregnancy in these 6 years, the husband has warned her. If this one come down again,
so
come back to my house.
Mama,
if
6 years.
Ni ti odun mefa.
And so lo and behold.
Si wo.
The 4th year.
Ni odun keni.
She was now in the hospital.
Oh, wa ni ile iwosan.
And the thing came down as usual.
O si tu kwale bakana.
And so she didn't bother to even go back to the hospital.
O se si oko lati lo sile oko mo.
And so she now traveled down from Ekiti and came to Lagos.
Oh, wa lati ilu Ekiti.
And follow our member to one of our.
Oh, wa ba tele won wa si ilu Ijo baba wa.
I just pray a very simple prayer.
Won si gbadura kere kan fun.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa loko.
I said, do you trust God? Can you believe God?
That
this time around, you will no longer experience miscarriage.
Oh, ni shenyuma.
So I just pray that simple prayer and ask her to go. And so I asked my member that she follows that, please go and help her beg the husband.
Lord.
And say, give her one more chance. Praise the Lord. So they traveled. And then the husband agreed. And then eventually pregnancy came again. So as usual. I didn't know that she was even pregnant. I was praying one day. And the Spirit of God asked me to call this woman. So I called her and said, my sister, how far? He said, Daddy, he said she was even at the hospital right now. That she
had
been seeing the sign that the pregnancy will come down again. I said, no, this one cannot come down. Just trust God. This one cannot come down.
God, on your lay, couldn't you?
To cut the long story short.
Lies bear a cocoa shovel.
That pregnancy was delivered safely.
Abi omana layata.
First child after 6 years.
Oma koko lenyo dumepa.
I think now she will be carrying the third child right now.
Oye koma ni keta abayi.
Cause was broken.
Aba ikuje lori aye.
You know that she will have remained in that situation.
Iba wa labe guyi titi.
If she has said this is my cross.
Ohun ti gba available
fun mi. This is my cross. I have to continue to carry.
Ohun ti ma bere si pe.
But the cross was broken.
Somebody
is here tonight. God is ready to break that cross of
life. I said,
God is ready to break that cross of your marriage. God is ready to break that cross of your life. Can I hear a good amen? When you have been walking like an elephant and eating like an ant, that is a cause. Jabez rejected it and said, no, I don't want this load. I don't want this load anymore. I don't want this cross anymore. Until you get to that point when you say, I no longer want this
thing.
I'm telling you, that problem may remain there. But as long as you are still tolerating it, as long as you still want it, as long as you are still saying it is your cross, that problem will remain there. But you need to get to a point where you say, enough is enough. I don't want this cross anymore. This is not the cross I'm supposed to be carrying. This is not my cross. I reject it. This is not my portion. I nullify it. This is not my faith. I revoke it. This is not my destiny. I terminate it. This is not my law. I send it back to sender. This is not my body. I have bought it. You need to get to that point in your life. You need to get to that point in your life. Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Bible says that Jabez went and called upon the God of
Israel.
Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Who are we here to call upon you? So there is a God factor.
If that load must be terminated.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé àjàgbé yìí a gbọ́dọ̀ mú kúrò.
If that cross must be rejected.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ kọ àpẹlẹ́pù yìí.
There is a God factor.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ dáwọ́ sí.
Do you know God?
Ṣé ẹ mọ Ọlọ́run bí?
Is he your Lord?
Ṣé òun ni Ọlọ́run rẹ?
Is he your Savior?
Ṣé òun ni olùgbàlà rẹ?
Do you believe in him?
Ṣé gbà á gbọ́ bí?
Do you put your trust in him?
Ṣé fi ìgbẹ́kẹ̀lé yín lé lórí bí?
Or you have one leg in the kingdom of God, then you have one leg outside there.
Ẹsẹ̀ kan nílé, ẹsẹ̀ kan níta ni nínú
ìjọba. Bible says that you must examine your life.
Ìwé mímọ́ sọ pé o gbọ́dọ̀ yẹra rẹ wo.
If this cross must be rejected.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ogun fẹ́ kọ àpẹlẹ́pù yìí.
There is a God factor.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ lọ́wọ́ sí.
God must deliver you.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ tú ọ sílẹ̀.
God must set you free.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ tú ọ sílẹ̀.
If this cannot be your portion.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé kò ní jẹ́ ìpín rẹ nítorí.
And you want to nullify it.
Yóò sì fẹ́ gbégi lé.
There is a God factor.
Ọlọ́run gbọ́dọ̀ dáwọ́ lé.
Do you trust upon the name of our God? Do you trust upon the name of our God?
Ṣé ẹ gba orúkọ Ọlọ́run gbọ́ bí?
Do you believe in him?
Ṣé ẹ gbà á gbọ́ bí?
Jabez called upon the name of God.
Jabeshi, ó ké pọ Ọlọ́run.
And God came to his rescue.
Ọlọ́run sì dá sí ọ̀rọ̀
yìí. There is somebody here tonight.
Ẹnìkan wà níbi ní ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ lẹ́yìn.
The Lord has said.
Ọlọ́run ti sọ
wípé. If you will call upon him.